So, continuing in the sugya of Omer La'asara Kisvu Get Le'ishti. So the continuation of the Gemara says the following, right? It says, if you, let's share, it's better to share, right? Oh, sorry, that's another one. So the sugya says, right, Omri, so if you say to them, right, all of you sign as a t'nai, which is how we pass him, right, like Rabbi Yochanan. So Amri la pasul da asi lechlufe b'kiyam sharos da'alma, and other people say no, it's totally fine because you can say the pasul ones are signing as part of the tnai, and the kosher ones are there as kosher edim. So we write off the pasul ones as not being relevant; they're only there for the tnai, and the kosher ones are kosher, and then we have no problems. That's the sort of pshara that we, or not really a pshara, but that's the solution that we suggest in the Gemara. And just basically there are two camps on this one and each one's fine. Okay, but what sort of automatically bothers us is what? Just like a very knee-jerk reaction. Right? If you technically to say that it's kosher, you know, you could say, oh, it's technically, there's some sort of, we can assume that the people who are signing because of it tonight are signing because of it tonight. Right. What's that? Why doesn't that sit well? You have a shtar. It has edim in it, and some of those edim are pasul. Right. What's like the problem? It's the whole point of the shtar is that it's proof, right? If some of the edim in it are pasul, then doesn't that undermine the whole, you know, the whole thing, right? It's just a lot of it puzzling. And if you say, oh, right, the fact that you have this shtar is, you know, okay, whatever, who cares? Like, as long as you have enough kosher edim on it, you're fine. Then why is it a problem, even according to the Manda Amar, that they're signing Mishum Edus? Right? Let's say, oh, all 10 of you are supposed to be edim. Right? So then it's a problem. Right? According to Rish Lakish, all 10 of them are signing as edim, even the possible ones, that's posel the whole thing. Right? On the other side, if we're talking about 10 of you are signing and only two of you are really edim, so we assume that the pasul ones were signing as part of the tanai, and it's all fine, right? So if there's something fundamentally problematic of having pasul edim signed on your get, or shtar, let's say, then it should pasul it even according to the tanai people, no? Because when we look at it, it looks pasul, right? And in the other extreme, you say, oh, well, really, doesn't really matter, then why don't we say, okay, well, all 10 of them signed as edim, and two of them are kosher, so we're good to go. Right? It just sort of doesn't sit well. Either we really need everyone to be kosher, or we really don't. Okay, so that's our question. Tosos deals specifically with where are the pasul edim signing. Right? It says, okay, well, wait a second. We have other cases where we're not so bothered by pasul edim on a get or on a shtar. Right? Brings up getting a kosher. We said, well, getting a kosher is not really fair because you have to fill in all the blanks. So you sort of, we know that you're going to, you know, use whoever you have available, basically, to fill up all the blanks because you fold up the get. And this for a Kohen, we want to take extra time because they can't remarry if they actually get divorced. So we make the whole get process take longer. Right? You involve more steps. So what they have to do is they have to fold it up and sew it, and then fold it again, and have edim sign, and then sew it, and then have edim sign, and then fold it up, and then sew it. There's a whole process. So we basically say there, oh, some of the edim are possible, that's not really a problem, because we know that you just need to fill it up. Okay? Shiny again, the kushar, the edav shlosha, ushnai mehem aksherim, chasumin alav l'shem edos, ilkach lo asi lechlufe. V'alhacha she'in tzarech kiim shnayim, yishum edos, yom ushnayim rishonim, vadahim l'shem edos, v'asi lechlufe. Okay, basically here, we have no reason to sign pasul edim, so we assume automatically that the top two are the real ones. Okay, so also Tosfos is pointing out, dafka where, when are we worried? We assume the top two are the edim, and everyone else is less of an issue. Aval kasha, it's a problem. The amar chizkia, miluhu bikrovim kasha. Said, actually, if you have like a blank space on your shtar, which you need to fill up, you can just have like, you know, pasul edim, who are relatives, come and sign to fill up the empty space. Because you're not allowed to have empty spaces, because then people can add in extra instructions. Umashma behedya, demilze dechizkiya gabi milu ishne shitin shehirchik min aksav. right? Stafka, you have the actual text of the shtar. Then you have a little bit of the space. Then you have edim. So the problem is people can add on to the text of the shtar. Right? What does that imply, though? It implies that where are these pasul edim signing? All the way on the top. Right? Now, the implicit answer of Tosos to our general problem is that you have two totally separate issues, right? You have edim. You have the actual shtar, right? Let's say it's shtar. Right? And you have, you know, text. More text. More text. And then we have, if we have, right, you have the, let's say, post-text, there you go, proper text. Post-text. Okay, and then we have witnesses. Right. So Tosos says, okay, here, right after the text, that's the most important spot. That's where your like main edim are going to be. And you only really have a problem if your top edim are the pasul ones. Right? That's Tosos' first answer. Right? So Tosos' first answer says, oh, you know, it all truly matters whether or not, you know, in one. And E2, because they're the top ones, they're the ones that matter, right? This is Tosos 1. And what's the problem, says, why is that great? Why does that answer sort of the general problem? Because it says, actually, right, you're right, when I look at this get and I see these pasul edim on top, then I can say, oh yeah, yay, what's going on, right? But if they're all the way on the bottom, right, they're like witnesses 4, 5, and 6. So when I look at the shtar, what do I see? I see the text. I see these edim. Anything that happens after that, I can always say, ah, you know, those someone added on afterwards, or who really cares about that? That's like after the actual shtar. The real shtar is the text and the edim. All the extra edim is, you know, icing on the cake, right? Meaning there's, it's not really part of the shtar itself. Okay? That's our first way of dealing with this problem. Right, so I have pasul edim, but I don't really have pasul edim because they're after the parts of the shtar that really count. Right, this says Tosos' first answer is, you know, is not really there, and we can sort of just, this is like the, actually no, I'll use the same color, it's green. Right, the shtar is, right, is only this according to Tosos' sheet in Abu. What's the problem? Right, so that's great because then we dealt with the issue. Right, we have pasul edim, but we don't actually have pasul edim on the shtar. We just have pasul edim on the end of the piece of paper that the shtar is on. Right? Now, the problem is, says Tosfos, is that just not true? Aval kashet, because we have cases in the Gemara where we're saying that the pasul edim can actually be right over here under the text. Okay, so you can't say, oh, they're not actually on the shtar because they're the top of the list of edim. There are no kosher edim before them. Okay, so va'omer rabbeinu tam, kivan de ede haget in chos min ze belo ze, savri shaharishonim him ikar edos, lefisha chas maharishonim lefnei kol ha'edim. Says, yeah, it's not that there's something fundamental about the fact that they're the first edim. It's just we assume that whoever were the first edim are the ones that we intended to use for real things. Hasam bishar shtaros, in other shtaros, right, there's a rule that by a get, everyone has to be there when they sign. By shar shtaros, you don't need them all to be there when you sign. Kishoroim shekrovim chas mutchila yomru, uzum shenimtu tchila hechtim mutchila, o acharikein hechtimu lemiloi. Right, just a question of figuring out who meant to be the Edom. Right, now the problem with Rabbeinu Tam, this is double the Gemara, now he's brought us back to our question of, I don't get it, how can we be okay with the fact that pasul edim are signing on this shtar? The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, afilu ma de pasul hacha, lo pasul ela betchila, avo be'emtza v'sof kasher. And even the person here who is being oser, because it will lead you to think that these edim are kasher, it's an external gzera, right? If we let these guys sign on top, then it looks like they're kasher, even though they're not. Right? It's only a problem because it looks bad. Be'emtza v'sof is kasher, even though it's part and parcel of the shtar. Right, this is not going to lead people to get confused. Okay, so let's skip down. In Nir Lari, The reason is I don't get it. That doesn't make sense. Nechosh dilma asi l'kiyu may b'shnayim krovim or b'chad karov v'chad kasha. Wait a second, I don't get it. If we're fine with psulim signing the shtar, then we would either have to check every single aid to make sure that we're relying on kosher ones, or we wouldn't be able to let any of them sign, right? Because then we'd be relying on pasul aidim because we don't know. Or we have to say that there's a special spot for them, right? So Rabbi Tam ends up accepting the Reis question. Actually, no. If the first aidim are there and they're pasul, we can assume that they're not really there as aidim. They're there as an honorific. They're there to fill up space. And therefore, we can assume that the edim over here, I don't know how well you guys can see it. The edim over here are the real witnesses. And this isn't edos. These aren't really edim. It's like a, you know, honorific that you get to sign the shtar. Right? It was almost like it's part of the text. You have the text. In the text it says, you know, and the right honorable Uncle Bob, you know, is going to fix his signature, right? And the right uncle, you know, honorable Uncle Jim. And then the witnesses are the guys on bottom. They're attesting to everything. But these guys over here aren't really the aid. Okay? So in a certain sense, we've solved the problem, not by saying that these are the aidim and the fifth guys on the bottom and they're not aidim. We're actually saying the guys on the bottom are the real aidim. These guys are just honorifics, but it's clear that they're honorifics. We can almost assume automatically that they're honorifics. Okay? So it's the same sort of answer, just backwards. Shayim Rishonim are Krovim. Talin and the Chasmu Lakavor Olimiloi. Lakach this guy me'idos b'shar. Aval nimtza min ha'emtzayim o min ha'achronim karo v'opaso eiduso b'teila. But if there's someone in the middle or the end, then it's bata. Devada l'shem eidos chasm. Because they're clearly there for eidos. Right? Kol ki ha'igavna ein mekaimin me'idim shalmata el me'idim shalmahla. Obama adraba. Fine, okay. Skip that. V'im tomar. Now here's another question, right? L'mad d'amar mishom eidim d'da'az ba ha'ashtar l'hachtim Mishum Eidim. According to Reish Lakish, who says all 10 of them are signing as Eidim. Ve'im chosm elfi daito. Amai talinan b'shar shtaros shachasmu l'miloi. Wait a second, why do we trust other shtaros? If we assume that when a guy says, oh, all 10 of you should sign, he means sign as Eidim, right? Why don't we assume that across the board? And if we do, then shouldn't we assume that some of the Eidim are signing as Eidim, even though they're Krovim or Psulim? Right? We know that two of these guys are Karov or Pasul. Why do we assume that they're there for Kavod and not for Eidos? Right? L'shaylenu ki heichi d'shaylinan hasam l'mechzi asisu. V'amar b'natam shayni shtar b'Eidim chasumim nasek mishenechkore edusam b'bezden. I think this we're going to deal with a little bit more later. But Rabbi Tam basically says that how do we know that everything was done properly? Because the shtar, and Eidim Achasumim al shtar, Nasek Mishenechbar Edusim Bebezdin, and a shtar is self-protecting. A little bit circular, but it's interesting, right? The shtar is a shtar. Mimela, it testifies to its own, or it asserts its own qualification. It says, I am mashtar and I am kosher. Trust me on this one. Right? Now we have sort of bizarre circumstances which question that. And now what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to construe the situation such that we say, oh, these guys must have done it properly because the shtar. And right, the shtar is can ask that commission Nechbar do some the best in. And it asserts its own righteousness. Right? It's very interesting. We're gonna have to get back there. Probably be like next year. Yeah, Tila.
Can I just clarify something about the toast float?
Yeah.
Is he saying that there's always going to be a set of signatures that are there for like functional ADU purposes, and then other signatures that are there for other reasons, and those have two specific spots, or we can play around with the different slots for signatures assigning roles conveniently?
Right. So it sounds like from Tosvos, at least, that no, you sort of need to have a sort of go-to explanation that makes a lot of, you know, that sort of like makes a lot of sense. And it's sort of like, oh, if I had to guess, if I have 10 witnesses, I know, oh, these ones must be the real ones. These ones must be the fake ones. Right? It's like, if we have all these witnesses and it seems like they're all real witnesses, then I'm in trouble. Right? But basically, because the shtar says that it's, so like this, the shtar in the case, in the end of Tosfos, is basically saying, construe this as if it's kosher. Until that part of Tosfos, Tosfos is assuming that it only goes so far, right? That only lets us assume that they didn't mean to be eaten, right? But only in conjunction with the placement, right? Only if, oh, if they're the top two, then it's clear that they're not really eaten. Or, ironically, the opposite, if they're the bottom two, then they must, you know, must be the Edom, right? Depending on whether it's a regular shtar or it's a get, because whether or not the Edom all need to be there at the same time, right? And Tosfos sort of plays around with that to make it work with the Sikkins. But you're right. In theory, according to the sort of claw that he gives at the bottom, we really shouldn't need that assumption, right? We really should just be able to say, oh, construe it however it makes it work. So it's interesting that there's a limit to how far he's willing to go with that idea. Right, it's only up. I can assume that these are the, you know, fake, these are kavod and these are edim, and that works, you know, based on the shtar sort of encourages me to interpret it as being valid. But I can only take that so far, right, assuming that I already sort of in advance when I looked at the shtar had an inkling that that might be true. Right? So it's interesting that, which also could, by the way, help us explain that whole plot. Right? It's a shtar. We know that these guys, the first guys might be lekavod, let's say. Right? It's honorary, you know, honorary signatures. Then I can sort of assume, oh, well, you know, maybe they're really honorary signatures, and therefore it doesn't undermine the qualifications of the shtar. Right? But it's only because it's a very, very convincing and common construal that I can make that leap.
Right, but does it have to just, is it, can it just be any logical construal or working on a set of rules that he's predetermining?
It sounds like it has to be based on these rules that he's predetermining. It's not just any time you could logically make it work. It sounds like it's got to be part and parcel of like the normal way that a shtar can be written, right? So Tosfos keeps saying, oh, well, we know that sometimes let's say you have an extra space, so you have like, you know, random important people, even if they're relatives, sign as like a kavod thing to fill up the gaps, right? Because you can't have a space in between the text and the edim. So we have fake edim to fill in the gaps so that nobody can add in extra conditions or parts of the shtar. Right? But yeah, it sounds like it's dafka. You have, you know, these very specific sort of rules of thumb about how a shtar is written that you can then apply here, but you can't sort of say, oh, as long as it logically makes sense, that's what I'm going to go for. Okay. Fine. So that's us. Now, what's interesting about this, so right, what we have here then is that you need this sort of assumption from the structure that it can, and that it really is working, right? And if I don't have that, then my shtar is not convincing, right? And the reason why, sounds like, right, is ultimately, you know, the shtar is being presented to us as nechra bebezdin. It's being presented as if, you know, all these, this thing really happened. But if I have edim or psulim in it, right, if the Edim who signed B'toras, you know, Edim Psulim, as Edim, even though they're Psulim, that would pass with the whole thing, right? And even worse is that when I look at it, if I assume when I look at it that these are real Edim, right, without post facto having to sort of, you know, come up with an explanation, then it would be possible, right? Now, the good news for us is that I look at it, I see Eidus Bechtav, and I say, oh, right, what does Tosfos hold? Eidus Bechtav is Eidus, right? So if it's Eidus Bechtav is Eidus, when I look at it, I need to be able to, right? It's testifying to me. And if it's testifying together with the Psulim, then you have Eidus Shebatal Mitzasa Batal Kula, right? So Tosfos says Eidus Bechtav is Eidus, and it's coming in and testifying to me. So the only way I could save it when you have Pasul Eidim is for these Eidim to never, for these people to have never claimed to be Eidus Bechtav, right, and to never have testified. How can that be? So Tosfos says, oh, because we have, right, certain rules of thumb. You know, I can basically say that, oh, this, you know, this part is not part of the shtar, or this part is not part of the shtar. Right, let's say I, you know, cross that guy out. So then I don't have a problem of having puzzle Edim, because the puzzle Edim aren't really there, right, in the shop. Okay, so that gets us, you know, to our general position, right? You Edos the shop in Knav, right? And unless we could write, if you have. So therefore, right, Edim Sulim Bishtar is Posa. Right? The only thing that can be Mashir sounds like, if we can say, they're not really in the Shtar. Okay? That's what we think, at least right now. Yeah, I think this is a convincing read of the Maskana of Tosos. Okay, so what Tilo's been pointing out is that it only really works because I can say in advance the first two Edim, there's a good chance. If there are like 10 Edim, assume that the first two are not necessarily Edim at all. Right? Before I find out that they're actually Krovim Upsulim, I look at a Shtar and I say, oh, there are 10 of them? Yeah, maybe those first two, I would, you know, don't necessarily look at those first two. Right? Or the opposite, right? I see the first two, I'm like, oh, the other ones are probably just there for, you know, for bonus. Because then it takes them out of the Eidus Bechtav part of the shtar. Questions? Great. Contrast this to the Rambam. Okay? Says the Rambam, Amar la'asara, kisu get le'ishti, Echad kosef al yidei kul. Okay, so you go to 10 people and you say, write a get. Then they go, and echad is kosef al yidei kulam. Kulchem kesu, kosef echad mehem ben ma'amad kulam. Holichu get zel ishti, molichu echad mehem al yidei kulam. Kulchem molichu get zel ishti, molichu echad mehem ben ma'amad kulam. Okay, so basically if you want to say kulchem, they all got to do it together. Amal asar kesu get, vichis, vichitmu, vitmu, Lishti, Echad Mehem Kosev Ushnai Mehem Chosmen, the Echad Mehem Nosem. A few like a Kosev Echad Mishne, Edim Shachasmawa, who are Hishlim, Shenitnu, Hashli, Ashenitnu, Areza Kasha. Amalahem, Kulchen Chismu, Kulchem, Kulam Chosmen, the Im Manan, Manan, Bain Shamana Kulam, Bain Shamana, Sama Malem, Chat Chasumu, Hare, Zek Omer, Kulchem Chasumu, Ushnaim Chosmen, Bitchila, Hain Mishum Edim, Bashar Mishum tonight. Lifikach, im hayu ashar psulim mochatsu zeb hayom v'zelamachar afilu liyamim harbei harize kasher. Okay, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. The rest are because of Tanai, and therefore the first two are the real edim, and the rest are only Tanai. Meis echad meyam kodem chatsima harize gepata because of the Tanai. Haya echad mishnayim rishonim pasul harize gepasul shema yomru ed pasul kasher beidos shashtaros beis shiyu edim rabbi. And then he says, oh, and why can we allow for, by a get, if one of them is Pasul in the beginning, even though those are the real Adim, right? So he says, in general, we don't allow that if it's one of the first two, right? And by a get, it works, but not because it actually works normally, but because the by a get, the real Adim are the Adim Asira, and we know that they're Adim Asira, because we pass an Adim Asira karati, and therefore, it works. But by other Shtaros, it would be possible. If the two first Adim were not were Karov or Pasul, because they're the Adim, right? Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, nearly, Sheish Kan Shibosh, Vula Yomer de Shiny Shtaros, Im Yomer Le Adim Rami Kulchem Chasum, Afu Echadim Pasul, Hakol bought them, Shein Omnim Bishar Edo Shashar, Yishom Tanai, says, no, I think by Shar Shtaros, if any of them are Pasul, it's all Pasul. Okay. Okay, what's the interesting thing? The Rambam thinks the two Adim on top are the real Adim, and therefore, if one of them is Pasul, we can't use the rest of them. Okay, Pasul is the whole thing. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Shtar Shahayu Eidav Meruvin, Nimsa Echer Mehem Karov Pasul, Osha Hayu Behem Shnayim Krovim Zelazeh, Hare In HaEidim Kayami Kidei L'Sholosan. Let's say you have an get, a Shtar, it has 10 Adim, right? One of them is Pasul, or a Karov. Im Yesham Eidus Brura Shakulam Yashru Lachtum, Hayiniskavu Lahayar is a Batel. If all of them sat down together to sign, together, then we know that they're Pasul. Im Alav Tiskayim Eidus Bishar, but if they did it separately, if they might have done it separately, they might have all sat down and signed separately, then the Shtar is Kosher. So in terms of Tehila's question, which was, right, according to Tosfos, is it any construal or is it Dafka? Right, this control which we sort of assumed as logical, right, from the get-go, once we saw multiple Adim, before we even knew any of them were possible. The Rambam says that it's any logical control, right? It's possible that X, Y, Z happened, unless we know 100% that they all sat down together, right, and therefore you have Adim Shabbat and Shabbat Kula, and they all had to sign as Adim. We construe it in a manner which would allow us to be mashgir and nishtar, right? Efshir. If it's efshir, then it's kasher. Right? It's kosher until proven guilty. It's kosher until proven possible. Okay? Now, that is interesting, right? Why? Right? Why is it going to be kosher until you prove it possible? Question number one. Question number two is, the Rambam makes it clear that even though these guys are possible, it's only a problem not if they intended to sign as Adim, but if they sat down together and sign as Adim. Right? For Tosfos, what makes it possible? What makes it possible is if you have Chasan, possible, Rishain, Eidos, is Tosa, right? For the Rambam, it's only posel if what? If chasam posel im hasha'ar biyach. That's posel, right? Chasam posel l'shem idos, but not with everybody else, is kosher. right? For Tosfos, I have a piece of paper. I have Edim on it. I look at those Edim. If some of those Edim are possible and they meant to be Edim, or it looks like they're Edim, right? And I don't have a very, and it really looks like they're Edim. And it doesn't become clear that it's, you know, once you look at it again, you're like, oh, no, no, they're not there for Edim. So then the piece of paper says these are Edim, and the Edus on the paper is Edus Shabbat Maktasa Bat Bakula, right? Because you have Edus on the paper, and some of them are Pasul. So it passes the whole thing. Makes a lot of sense, right? You have a group of three Edim. One of them is, right, is, you know, we catch one of them lying. They all come together. They're a kind of Edim. They're all Magid Edus together. One of them is Pasul. Pasul, Edus Shabbat Maktasa Bat Bakula, right? In Tosfos, we say, oh, if it's these top two, let's say, then they're not really coming with the rest of them, because it's clear that they're there for Kavod, right? It's clear that they're there as, you know, as an extension of the Ksav, let's say. Right? That's what Tosfos is arguing. For the Rambam, though, right, it's a bit, I think we're kind of a bit puzzled. Why is it only Posel if they sat down and did it together? I'm looking at the shtar, and here's all the edos, and one of them is pasul, smack dab in the middle. And I'm saying, oh, because it's efshir that maybe not. Okay, so I can come up with a construal that says that they're not. He doesn't say that, oh, I assume that that's the most reasonable thing. He doesn't even say that I have to be convinced that it's like, that it's probable. He doesn't have to be convinced that it's, you know, that it's that reasonable. As long as it's efshir, right, his lashon is, efshir that it happened that way. Lama mekainim ha'idos b'shar, shaharei efshar shachasmu k'sherim, v'hiniach makam l'gadol, u'baza akar v'opasa v'chasam shalom yidaitam, and there, from that basis, we say it's 100% that, right, we were govet on this, based on the shtar. It's a kosher shtar, right? It's 100% kosher because it's possible that it's kosher, right? That it was done properly. The mere possibility that it was done properly makes it 100% kosher until you can prove otherwise. Okay? Okay, so one answer, the Ratzvaz's answer, it says like this, right? Yishlo, Marhad Amar Rebbe, Echad, Dini Mamas, Echad Dini Nefashos, Chumra Bi Amad Min HaTorah, Tekayim HaEdos B'Shar, It says basically, there's no problem with Eidah Shabbat Maktasa Abat Lakula. And really, we can accept the Eidos without, even though we could just say, oh, we want this Eid and that Eid, and we'll skip this Eid, because he's possible. Right? He says, oh, Midaraisa, that really works. Midarabana, we say Eidah Shabbat Maktasa Abat Lakula. And this is a suffix on the Derabanan, so therefore we're mekil and we don't apply into Shabbat Tzom Tzatzom Tzatzom because we don't know 100% to do that. Okay? Very, not mochrach. That's, no one thinks that. That's really the answer, I think. But there is such an approach. Right? It basically says, like, yeah, you know, we're kind of stuck. And it must be that we're just ignoring into Shabbat Tzom Tzatzom Tzatzom here. Okay? But what that does, what that Ravaz does here, right, is essentially to say that we're really in trouble, right? It just doesn't make sense that we're saying the shtar is 100% kosher because maybe, right, we can say that X, Y, and Z happened and therefore they didn't sign together. Okay? What's also interesting is that he ignores the fact that even if they didn't sign together at the end of the day, right, it's there. We can, right, it's, the signature is there. So why is it going to be kosher just because they didn't sign it together? At the end of the day, right, as Edim signed on the shtar are psulim, who signed l'shem Edos. Okay. We'll skip the Kesef Mishnah. It's interesting. Yeah, he kind of wants to say, like, he makes also sort of an Ekinu Kimta. Okay. So what is our, you know, what is our solution? What is our answer? How do we deal with this? So Reb Chaim is bothered by this question, right? Hinei kasha ma molei lanu zeh she'efshar li'o shechasmu זה שלא בפני זה. אבל הרי אפשר להיות גם כן שחס מזה בפני זה. אז אני נמצא איך הם קרבו פסל. Right? How can we mekayim the shtar misveika if at the end of the day we just don't know? Right? So he says, v'tzarech lomar, d'arminan al zeh, idim chasum al shtar nasek mishnei achra yitisa b'bezda. But then he says, that's all very nice, but even if we treat it that way, clearly, if we know that they, if we take it to the extreme and we say, oh, each aid who signs is independent of the others, then we should never have a problem, even if they all sign together. Who cares? Right? Meaning the Rambam says, oh, if they signed it together, so basically he has two stages of his question. He says, first of all, why are we assuming it's kosher? So he says, okay, I can answer that, right? Maybe, even when they sign on a shtar, it's not the same as coming into Beis Din, because they're signing on a shtar, they're not coming to Beis Din together. So each one maybe stands on its own. What's the problem then? Right? This is very, this is like very good Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim in general, he'll ask a question, right? He'll have a problem, so he'll sort of give us like a first stage, oh, you know, maybe it works this way. But then he'll say, okay, if it works this way though, then what's the nafgamina, what's the implications of it working in a certain way, right? And then he'll go and he'll try to apply it across the board. He didn't just say, oh, these two things are different, and then, you know, these things fall on this side and these things fall on that side and everything works out, tak, 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 tak. I'll say, oh, okay, maybe these things work differently, right? But then he takes it very seriously. He says, well, okay, if it really works this way, what should I see? Okay, so now he's saying, oh, a shtar and eidos might work differently, right? A shtar, each eid signs the shtar as an independent act. Eidim will come to Beis Din, come as a group, and they testify verbally, right, with making eye contact. So there's a group of eidim versus you have a piece of paper with multiple eidim signed on it. So the eidim, each one exists independently, right? And when do we know that this eid is the eid? When we look at a signature. So we're looking at each signature separately. If that's true, though, right, if we really want to say that eidim on a shtar are totally independent of each other, then what happens? Even if they sign the shtar together, it should be possible. It shouldn't be possible, sorry, right? Because each one is independent. So the puzzle one is puzzle, and the not puzzle one is not. Right? It suffers from the malady known as, you know, I'm trying to think what it would be in Latin, but, you know, the answer is too good. Right? It solves all the problems, except that we know that there are, right, there are problems. It solves the logical problems at the expense of saying that now there are no more practical problems, but we know that you could pass on the shtar if we know that they all sign together. Okay? So, it's just a great example of, you have a good svar. He says, oh, well, Eidim on a shtar and Eidim Baal Peh are different. Right? Eidim Baal Peh are coming to Beis Din and testifying. Eidim on the shtar, each one is nasek nechrei just in Beis Din. It's like they're independent eidoses, right? Each one is, you know, affirming the shtar independent of the other Eidim, right? Because it's not that they're coming together to testify in Beis Din. They're affirming the shtar as part of the shtar. Okay? Now, interestingly enough, the Gemara in Makos basically says you have two moments when you can have Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzvah, Shabbat L'Kula. If they come, if they witness it together, right, and they intend to be Eidim together, or when they actually come into Beis Din, right? If they come into Beis Din together, that makes it Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzvah, Shabbat L'Kula, right, with the Apostle Eid, or if they intend to testify at the time when they witness it, then they also made themselves into a cat, into a group of Eidim, and then that can also pass. Right? So it says, okay, but I don't get it. Here, they're just totally independent. Okay? Ubi'ikar devei ha-Rambam, the gam d'shtar isa la'achdin et denim t'echa me'am karvu pasol Eidus kulam bakot tzarachia. Right? D'chol ech eid b'fnei atmo b'chassima so nasis eiduso k'mishtan echbra b'bezdin. Right? They're testifying separately because that's when they sign. And when we check it in Beis Din, we check each signature separately. Right? each one is acting independently. Kivan the inkan din bezdin hamitzarfan vareze kiman shehed idu b'shtei batei dinim the leis b'hu tzirufa vareze nechshavin k'shtei hagados v'nifrados v'imkein ich shayech b'shtar hachdina dinim tzayech neim karavu pasal edos kulan b'teila right b'tzarachin. He says, if I really think this is true about edos b'shtar versus edos in bezdin, then we can never postulate based on bat matzas bat kula, but we know that we do. As is a veneer lomar, the inei yisod hilchos hashel shtaros shashtar mogel v'shehu ke'edos ha'ikara hu din hagadas edos. He says it's not just that the shtar is like edos and it allows you to bypass the hagada problem, right? Ikara hu din hagadas edos. The shtar is in and of itself hagadas edos. He's saying, Eden Bishtar do two things. Okay? They have the status of Haggadah's Edos. The Shtar can testify in Bezdin. Okay, and on that, the Edim Shechos Malashtar Nasik Nishanech Kredusan Bebezdin, it's as if when they signed the Shtar, they already did the Haggadah in Bezdin, and that each one stands independently of the other. Okay, so the Shtar is a Haggadah's Edos, but how can it do a Haggadah's Edos, says Reb Chaim? Right, Reb Chaim's whole explanation of Shtaros is that it's a Cheftishal Edos. Right? The Shtar in and of itself is a construct of Eidos. Okay? When the Eidim sign the Shtar, they're not merely testifying, right? They are creating Eidos. They are participating in making Eidos. Okay? The Shtar, hu hagadas ha'idim shel ma'isazu. So what happens when they sign a Shtar? They're creating Eidos, right? Ela, vada di ikar ha-maisa sha'alav tiso v'tiskayim ha-Eidos sh'bishtar zeh hu asiyas ha-shtar. V'ri'iyas ha-maisa v'ikar ha-Eidos havya be'is chasimasa. What are they testifying to? They're testifying that they created the shtar. How do they do that? By creating the shtar, right? Sha'ozim nasim eidin raya maisa shtar zu. Of the act of making the shtar. That's what they're being testifying about. Right? They're creating the chavta of Eidos. Now, how does that solve our problem? Okay? The Rebbe Chaim is saying that you have a shtar. And the shtar, I'm running out of space. Basically, you conjure the graph. You have the file. You have got that up. Right? You have the shtar expressing the Eidos of Bezdin, and separately, you have the Cheftishal Shtar, which is the Cheftishal Eidos, which is created by the act of the Eidim, right, making the shtar, signing the shtar, right? It's made by them signing it. Now, how does that help us? When does the Rambam say that there's a psul? It says only a psul if we know that they all sat down and signed it together, right? So what happens is, in terms of the Haggadah, you don't have a problem with the Eidos Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. Why not? Because each Eidim Achasumin Al Ashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nechbar Eidos of the Bezdin, right? The Haggadah of the Shtar happens independently when each Eid signs the Shtar. Right? This is already Kimi Shenechbara Bebezdin. And you don't actually have a process of Haggadah for what just to say, is nifsa abai, id machzum abaya, id shvatam sasa batul. Right? Because it happens independently. Each id as a sign is kemishin nachmer b'bezer. But what about the actual chefsa shel shtar itself? How did the shtar become a chefsa shel edus? Right? It became a chefsa shel edus because these edim signed it. Right? That's what created the shtar. So says Reb Chaim, like this. If at the time when they signed it together, right? It's not about what's on the page, because that's about the Haggadah. And the Haggadah isn't going to be Nifsal, because each one is independent against Tosfos, right? Tosfos states that when I see this piece of paper, it's as if two Edom walked into Beis Din. Reb Chaim says, that's not true. The Rambam says, that's not true. When I see this piece of paper, I know that these Edom signed it and it's Kenas, like Mishnah Echber, and Yusuf, and the Beis Din Kfar. There's no Haggadah now, right? It happened in the past, because the Chaim says, this will be. But when it was becoming a Chaftah Shal Edas, when the Edom were creating this Chaftah Shal Edas, that was a Maisa Edas, right? They're testifying that we're creating a Shtar. That is the act of creating a Shtar. Then, if some of them are apostle, then Nimza Echad Arul apostle, then you have Ido Shabbat Mitzasa. And it's possible. Okay?
Now, let's see this in Reb Chaim. Asher l'fi ze nireh. Hold on one sec. The imbanu ladun b'din siruf edei shtar dinam chalak. There are two dinim. And this was awesome about Reb Chaim again, right? He has this answer. You have edus in a shtar versus edus bal peh. They work differently, right? And now he's saying, okay, if we apply that though, that works, right? Each stage has a very clearly defined way of functioning. It's not just, oh, I can say that they're different and then we're good. I have to figure out how those function. And now what I'm seeing is, when it comes to the Haggadas Edos, Hamura B'Shtar Zeh, Huzeh Me'ah Hilfusa De'id Machasun Al Shtar Nasek Mishnah Nech Breitus Mebezin. A Shtar bypasses the normal dinim of Haggadas Edos, right? Which is why we don't say, oh, Mipiyam V'Olim Pik Sabah. When the Edom sign, we treat it as if that Haggadah already happened, right? Then we don't have a problem of Edom Shabbat Musasla from the perspective of Haggadah's Edoms, right? Okay, Kivan Hevi Dinam Kimo Shehe Edom B'Shnei Batei Din Ve'in Echad Shaykh L'Chaveru B'Din Haggadah. So, in terms of the communication of the Edos, each aid stands alone because there's no collective Haggadah, right? Because by signing the shtar, they've independently created Haggadah, which bypasses the normal rules of walking into Bezdin as a group and testifying. But that's not true, Legabe, Lidin Shalva Edim Atzman, Be'ikar Edusa, right? You can passel Edos because of Edos Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula, both when you were created at the beginning of the Edos and at the communication of the Edos. So the communication of the Edos can't passel this way because, right? Edim she chasmu al ashtar nasu commission after edusim the best. But what you could do, and what does happen, is b'zeshein atman edei hashtar, right? They are the edim of the shtar. They created the shtar together. Edei maisa hashtar ve'edei raya maisa zu. Right? They're testifying and creating this cheftoshel shtar by testifying to the right to the fact that the Baal wanted them to create the shtar, b'zeh shapir mitzdar fin yachad kidin kol edos ta'alma. The kulu kat achas shel edos la'asiyas hashtar ri'as ma'isa zil. Right? And then hachdina nimtza echad me'am karvu pasol shayach gam b'haggadah bein b'ri'iyah. Right? But in our case, we can apply it only to the actual ri'as ha'edos. Right? Kivun sheyeshu kulan ka'achas Okay.
Okay, so then he asked, okay, I'll get that in 1 second. Let's just
make sure it's clear on the board. Okay, so the requirement says like this. You have, a shtar has to get past two problems, right? One is, how does it communicate the edus at all? One. Two is, how can a piece of paper be edus? Right? Two separate problems. Right, so one is, it communicates because edim achasumin al shtar na'aseh k'mishan efter edus in the bezdin. They've already communicated their edus, right? It's sort of a long haul until they actually hear it in bezdin, but they've already communicated it by writing in the shtar. And by writing in the shtar, they actually created a cheftz of edus. Okay? In terms of their communication, there's no problem of edus abatla b'tzasa abatla kula. So even if I see all these signatures on the shtar, and some of them are puzzle, that's not a problem. Right? Because there's no Haggadah's Eidos that's posel. Because each one is doing Haggadah's Eidos separately. What is a problem? If they all sat down together to create the Shtar, the Maisa Eidos, then they're all doing that together. And then you can have a problem of Eidos Shabbatah Mitzasa Shabbatah Kula. So the Rambam says, you have a problem with Eidos Shabbatah Mitzasa Shabbatah Kula if they did it together, if we know they did it together, if they all signed separately, then even if some of them are apostle and intended to be Aiden, that doesn't matter. Right? Okay, now, Reb Chaim Lishitaso is now going to say, but wait a second, right? Logically, if I say that by the Haggadah is Nasek Mishnech Kredus and Bebethin, why don't I apply that same thing to the Maisa Eidos? Right? Now, in this case, I don't think it's such a big kasha, but Reb Chaim is bothered by it. Achgein, akati tzarchien, al tvarein. Dinira, dechol edim achasimun al ashtar, mikiva dechalosa din shtar hu alidei kol chasima b'fnei atmo, im kem emela dechol echad ikar ma'amaisa, shenasa eid, hu achalos din shtar da'as mikol achasima atmo. Now, you're only responsible for your own signature, so why do we consider you as making the Chesed Shel Eidos together with the other people? Al chalos din shtar shemikach yeser eidim, al zeh lo hevi eid klal. I'm not an eid on their signatures, I'm only eid on my own signature. Okay? And then he says, well, no, because then a shtar would never be a shtar, right? If each eid is independent, then a shtar would never be the equivalent of two eidim, right? The im banu lagun beikar din eidos shehem eidim shehem nasa ayadim shtar shibo din kinyan v'shibur v'chadome harehim eidos achas al maisa achas, right? They're creating a unified chefta shal eidos, otherwise a shtar wouldn't be ever nechshav like two eidim. V'kulu kar achas shal eidim. V'rak achar kach ba'asiyas ashtar b'chasimasan hu dinechlak v'yel v'shtay maisis. In terms of the later Haggadah, right, each signature is considered to, the Maisa of signing is already the Haggadah, right? But in terms of the creation of a Chefta Shel Eidos of a Shtar, that is only the joint effort of the different Eidim, right? Midin Eidos Shel Eidos is a lav b'chasim atalya, ki im ba'eidim gufaydim. Signatures don't create a Chefta Shel Eidos, right? Eidim create a Chefta Shel Eidos, right? And therefore, the Eidos part is actually one unified piece of Eidos, which then is Nifsal, if some of them are Krovim or Psul. Okay. I think we will stop here. And this is more or less the same. Okay, this is just an important nekuda, right? Why is it then, does the Rambam say that any time we can construe it, we could assume after that they signed separately? So first of all, because the Haggadah that's coming in front of us is separate, right? The actual shtar, in no way, me'ata harei micha, de'be'emes ha-shtar atmo, kimosho lufaneinu, ha'leis me'shum psula, v'arehil be'kashrusa. There's nothing wrong with the shtar as it stands, right? Kiven di ikara hu hagadas edim ha edim v'kabalasan.
Right? The actual shtar itself is unsullied. It's, you know, it's been, it hasn't been challenged in any significant way, because the Haggadah is all independent. Our only question is that maybe when it was being made into a Cheftah Shel Eidos, there was a Pasul Eid there also. Right? But that's already, we're trying to Pasul it for technical reasons, independent of the fact that right now we have no such error and we have no such problem with the Haggadah. So we're trying to retroject, maybe there was a technical problem earlier on. Right? We have a shtar in front of us. The Haggadah is totally fine. So you could argue, oh, maybe there was a psul. Maybe they all sat down together. But who knows, right? There's nothing wrong with it in front of us. And since it would be a technical psul, because Rambam, we ignore it until you can prove it. Just very cool, because then the Reb Chaim says, well, why can't I say it also would apply to the Haggadah? Even though it's just confusing, it just Reb Chaim then comes around and says, well, maybe I could actually say, you know, not like my whole answer. And I could say even the Haggadah, you could have, you know, they become unified post facto. And it's cool that how Reb Chaim keeps, right, trying to rework the whole thing, saying, oh, I have this interesting idea. It solves our problem. Okay, but let's really apply that, right? If I say, oh, because this is, you know, Eidos B'Shtar is Kamishin Echa Eidosin B'Bezdin, I have to follow through on the implications of that. And when I say, oh, because it's Kamishin Echa Eidosin, each one's independent, so all at the end he says, why? Right? It could theoretically be that even if they're independent, at the end of the day, they become unified. Right? Now, he doesn't think that's Mochrach, and that's sort of like a side point. He adds in as sort of like almost a footnote. But it's very cool to see that idea that Reb Chaim is very makbe that, you know, it's all nice that I have this Gishma Chakira, but then I really need to prove it by applying it through and seeing if it really works out. So this is an important methodological point. I feel like the Grizz is not as consistent in that. He'll much more have like a Chakira and just like apply it through and say, apply like everything into the right box and be like Shmack, you know, and not necessarily say like, oh, you know, I had this Chakira now. Like, if I apply that through, it doesn't technically always work out in the mechanics. Like, you know, now I have to refine it or now I have to rework it. But I like that. Reb Chaim, like, he takes one step forward. Right? He says, oh, that answers that. But, like, wait, you know, we need to refine this because that can't be the mechanism. Because if I really applied that across the board, it wouldn't work. And then he refines his mechanism again. And then he goes another level deeper. Okay. So just to sum up, really, a regalachas. We have the problem that in the Gemara, we don't seem that bothered by the fact that in the Gishtar, we have a Pasul Eid. If the Eid, you know, wasn't clearly there for Eidos or necessarily there for Eidos, v'chule. And we're bothered by that, because if the whole point of a Gishtar is that it's Eidos and it's, you know, works as proof, then the fact that built in there's a Pasul Eid should undermine the whole proofiness, right? The whole, you know, veritability of the shtar. Okay? And we saw two different approaches to this sugya. The Tosfos seem to say, ultimately, we have a shtar, and the shtar is Eidos Bechtav, and because it's Eidos Bechtav, you're right, we have a real problem if one of them is possible, just like if Ibn walked into Bezdin and one of them was possible. Right? So Tosfos basically says, we have to be dealing with a case where, at least at the end of the Tosfos, that the Edim are, you know, postal themselves based on the fact that, you know, they're too close to the text and we sort of
can presume that they didn't really mean to sign as Edim, but as an honorific, or to fill in space. Or they're at the end, then they're sort of, you know, an addendum that's not really part of the actual Shtar, right? Or part of the actual Edims. But we need something relatively objective and relatively formalistically convincing within the standards and procedures of Shtar creation that convince us that these Edim aren't really posim, right? They're not really part of the Shtar. And even before we actually knew that they're puzzle, we could have sort of discredited and discounted them, right? And that's all very consistent with the idea that the Shtar itself is Edus Bechtav, and Edus Bechtav, therefore, really would follow the rules of Edus, except that in this case, we can sort of, you know, limit them and cut them off before they actually cause us trouble. On the other side, we have the Rambam. The Rambam says, actually, the fact that they're on the Shtar doesn't bother me. It only is a problem if I know 100% that they all sat down together and signed together. Right? The fact that they're on the Shtar isn't an issue. Right? And not only that, but if I can construe it that they didn't sign together, right? If you say, oh, well, wait a second, how come, you know, there's this group and they all did it together, and it looks like they all did it together because otherwise they'd be playing space, and say, oh, maybe they left a space for him. We can construe it that they didn't necessarily do it all together. We will be machshir the shtar until proven otherwise. How can that be? The Reb Chaim says, oh, well, maybe we can say there's no psul of Eidr Shabbat and Maksasa because the Eidim on the shtar, each independently, when they sign, are doing their Haggadah in Beis Din. Right? He rejects that because that's too good. Then you could never pass on the shtar, even if they all sat down and signed together. Okay? Reb Chaim ultimately says that you basically have two components to a shtar, right? It's not that a shtar is Eidus Bechtav, it's that a shtar is a Cheftah Shel Eidus, created by the Eidim, right? And the Eidim give their testimony, their Haggadah happens when they sign the get, when they sign the shtar. Now, in terms of the Haggadah, which is what would be a problem when I see the shtar and I see, oh my gosh, all these Eidim, some of them are puzzle. So as a Haggadah problem, as a communication of the piece of paper, which is the shtar, to me, right, the Beis Din, I can say, oh, Eidim Sulim. Right? So he says, no, that's not a problem because each one is Nasa Kamishna Echreidus and the Beis Din. When they signed, they already did their Haggadah independently. Right? Okay, so what could be the problem? Not in the subsequent information that you glean from looking at it, but when you actually created it, right? And when's that going to be a problem? Only when they all sat down together and created it as a shtar, some of them were puzzled. Because then the creation of the shtar was done with miktas, edos psula, and edos shabbat miktas shabbat b'kul. But if the shtar was created behechsher, even if subsequently edos psula signed on it, doesn't really matter where, right? We can be machshir the shtar because the cheftah shel eidus is kasher and the haggadah of eidus, each one is independent and we could just ignore the pasul haggadahs. Okay? And that's really very consistent with the option of is it eidus bechtav, which then acts as if it's really eidim, or is it something that's totally different? It's not eidus bechtav at all. Right? It's not acting as if it's people Edim. It's a Cheftah Shel Edus. It's a Shtar. And therefore, it operates based on totally different axioms. Right? And at some point, Reb Chaim is actually trying to figure out why it should be puzzle at all, not why we can be mashed. Okay? Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, Tila.
All right. So two things. First of all, I'm just curious, according to Shita of Rav Chaim, if you're creating, let's say, a timeline from when the Eidim first see the shtar and when it's a done product and a valid shtar, at what point would you stamp down the Ki'ilu Nechkar Edu Tobe Beit Din?
Every time someone signs, Kenechkar Edu Tobe Beit Din.
Okay.
Yeah. But it becomes a Cheftah Shel Edus only when, you know, the first group of Edim sign.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The second thing, that's slightly less related. I'm just curious, how would you apply, I assume there's like a difference in the difference between how they'd react to the case we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, where someone's an aide, and then after he's an aide, he later becomes a karov with the ball?
Yeah. Okay, so there, right, except for like the Balmore, the Ravid, sorry, the Ravid, where the Ravid read the riff. So where the Ravid read the riff, it would actually be a problem, because for the Ravid's reading of the riff, you would have, it wouldn't be Eidos until they handed it over. But according to everybody else, once the Edim sign it, it's already Eidos.
Oh, well, okay.
So you don't really have a problem there.
Well, I was assuming that maybe with Tosfo and all the other people that hold that